Remarks of the President, Myersdale, Pennsylvania, 23 October 1952.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. I've had a most pleasant trip in Pennsylvania and West Virginia and New Jersey the last two or three days, and I have been highly pleased at the attention that the people have given to the causes I've been putting up to them. I've been trying to get them to think about the what is at stake in this election, and they seem to be highly interested. Now, before we get to the end of the program and before I really start, I want to tell you that Margie had to go to New York today, and she's not with me, but she'll come back here someday. I guess you know by this time that I'm doing everything I can to help elect the Democratic ticket, nationally and locally. You have some wonderful candidates on this Pennsylvania Democratic ticket. And Judge Bard, you have a man who will really make you a senator. And they tell me that Phil Shoemaker will make a wonderful congressman, and I hope that when you go to the polls, you'll elect them both. I've got another interest in this campaign also. I want you to vote for Adlai Stevenson for president and John Sparkman for vice president. And the country. Adlai Stevenson has an outstanding record as governor of Illinois. And I think that's about the best training a man can get for the presidency. Governor Stevenson was drafted by the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, as you remember. He doesn't owe anything to anybody. He's a man of great integrity and courage. And I'm sure he'll make you a great president. And Senator Sparkman's record is just as good. He's been working for years for the farmer and the small businessman and all the rest of the everyday people in the country. These are men you can trust. Now, my friends, this is a most important election. And I believe you should think over very carefully the issues in this campaign. The Republicans don't want to talk about issues. That's one of the reasons I'm out. I've been going around over the country and telling the people just exactly what the issues are and asking them to do a little thinking on their own account. You've got to do that because, as I've said before, time and again today and all along since I've been out, that I think this is one of the most important campaigns since the Civil War. Everything nearly is at stake in this campaign. You must yourselves do a lot of thinking. I wish you'd study the issues. I wish you'd study the record of the Republicans in the Congress. That's where you can find out what would happen if they get control of the government. Their record is what counts, not what they tell you in a campaign. The Democratic record should be studied also. And then you ought to make up your mind what you think is best for this great country of ours, what you think is best for the free world. And then when you get right down to brass tacks, you ought to think about your own interests. And if you do that, you can't do but one thing. On November the 4th, you'll just have to vote the Democratic ticket, and we'll have Adlai Stevenson in the White House for 4 years, and we'll have 4 years of good government. Thank you very much.